She had already been the first woman to swim across the English Channel.
她是第一个就是游过横游英吉利海峡的女子。
It's a distance of about 21 miles.
这中间呢大概有21个英里。
But now on July 4th, 1951, Miss Chadwick had a new goal.
但是呢在1951年的7月4号的时候呢这个 Chadwick 小姐呢她有一个新的目标。
She wanted to swim the 22 miles from Catalina Island to California coast.
她打算呢就是从 Catalina 岛到加州海岸呢大概有22英里的距离呢她要游过去。
The water was frigid that day.
那一天呢就是水非常的凉。
And the fog was so dense that she could barely see her supporters who were on a boat that was drifting right next to her.
那天的雾是那么的大让她以至于都看不清几乎看不清楚她在她旁边的支援她的那个船。
15 hours into the swim, she told her mother and her trainer that were in the supporting boat that she wanted to give up.
但她游了大概15个小时以后呢，她就告诉在她旁边的船上的她的母亲和她的教练说她已经要游不下去了。
But they told her, Florence, don't give up. You're almost there. Don't give up now.
但是他们就说 ，Lawrence， 你不要放弃，你马上就要到了。
So she continued to swim.
所以她就继续的游。
But 50 minutes later, Chadwick insisted that she could not continue, so the support team reluctantly agreed to pull her in from the water.
但是呢，没想到50分钟以后呢，她还是觉得实在是游不下去了。那她的援助的这个船呢，就不得不把她从水里拉上来。
Afterwards, she discovered that she had quit less than a half mile from her goal of 22 miles, and that if she had persevered, just a little bit longer, the waves could have carried her to the shore.
但是她一上来，她真的是没有想到，她离她的目标只差了那半个英里。如果她再坚持一下呢，就是海浪就可以把她带到那个岸边了。
Christian ministry is like a long distance swim.
我们知道，我们这个基督教的事工呢，也就像这样一个长距离的游泳一样。
There are times when we can hear the crowd just cheering us on.
有的时候呢，我们就知道有这么多的人呢来给我们助威。
But usually Christian ministry is unspectacular.
但是我们知道，很多时候我们的事工呢，就是不是这么样的辉煌。
Sometimes it's not that fun.
很多时候呢，甚至觉得不是特别有趣。
It's just one ordinary stroke after another.
就像一个非常普通的这样一个一手一手的游。
And sometimes you really don't see any results.
很多时候呢，你也甚至看不到有什么效果。
And you think to yourself, is it really worth it?
这时候你就在会想，这到底值得吗？
You think you might as well just quit.
也许你想，哎呀，我就放弃算了。
Now this is not a new ministry phenomena in the 21st century.
当然呢，这不是我们现今21世纪的这个一个问题。就是传教的一个问题。
Instead, it was also a problem back in the first century.
甚至呢，它也是第一世纪这个传教的一个问题。
And that's why the Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 4:17, "Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord."
所以呢，这也是使徒保罗他在哥罗西书4:17这样说，他说要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
Apparently there was a man in the Colossian church whose name was Archippus.
看来呢，在哥罗西这个教会呢，有一个人他叫亚基布。
The Lord had called him into some unnamed sort of ministry.
神呢呼召他做一些事工。
And he was thinking about quitting.
但是呢，这时候看来他好像要想着要放弃了。
So the Apostle Paul tells his friends in his church, "Don't let Archippus quit."
这时候保罗呢告诉亚基布教会的朋友们，告诉他说不要放弃。
The fog of discouragement and disappointment is causing him to think that it's just not worth it.
也许这个就是让他这个看不到的这个让他消沉的这个雾霾呢，让他觉得他不应该再坚持了。
But he's actually very close to the shore.
但是实际上呢，他已经马上就要到岸边了。
So tell Archippus to complete the ministry that the Lord has assigned to him.
所以呢，要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所守的职分。
And so that's my message to you today.
这也是我今天要向你们全传讲的信息。
If the Lord has assigned you a ministry, make sure that you complete it.
如果神就是让你做什么样的事工，你要确保，确定自己一定要坚持完成。
Don't quit when you get too busy at school.
当你在学业上可能非常繁忙的时候呢，你也不要放弃。
Don't quit if you get burned out.
也许你觉得非常的疲惫的时候，你也不要放弃。
Don't quit if something seems more fun to do.
当有别的更有趣，看来更有趣的事情的要可以做的时候呢，你也不要放弃。
Instead, make sure you complete the ministry that the Lord has assigned you.
反而呢，你要真是要坚持，要完成神所托付你要完成的。
But what kind of ministries might the Lord be calling you to complete?
但是神会呼召你做什么样的事工呢？
Today we're going to take a look at the examples of 10 Christians who were involved in ministries that they needed to complete.
今天呢，我们要来看有十个基督徒呢，他们所从事的事工呢，是什么样的事工，他们要完成什么样的事工。
And their examples can motivate us to make sure that we complete the ministry, the purpose that God has given to us.
他们给我们这样子的榜样呢，也让我们鼓励我们来，真是来完成神托付给我们的。
The first Christian that we're going to take a look at can be found in Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 through 8.
第一个这样子的基督徒的榜样呢，我们可以在哥罗西书四章七到八节可以看到。
His name is Tychicus.
他的名字叫推基古。
And in verse 7, the Apostle Paul tells about the type of person that the Lord has called Tychicus to be.
在第七节呢，我们看到呢，推基古呢，他是神呼召他是一个什么样的人。
And then in verse 8, the Apostle Paul tells about the ministry that Tychicus has called to do.
第八节呢，就告诉我们，就是神要呼召推基古要做什么样的事工。
So I'll read verse 7.
那我们来看第七节。
Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He's a dear brother, a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord.
有我亲爱的弟兄推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。
Tychicus is called to complete the roles of being a dear brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord.
所以我们看呢，推基古呢，他是就是要这样他的职分呢，就是一个亲爱的弟兄，也是个忠实的执事，要和保罗一起做主的仆人。
So let's take a look at each one of these roles.
我们来看一下这些他所有的角色。
First, Tychicus is called a dear brother.
我们这里看呢，推基古被称为是一个亲爱的弟兄。
The word dear comes from the Greek word agape, which means that he was a recipient of unconditional love.
我们知道呢，这个亲爱的这个是从希腊文来的，意思就是阿嘎佩，就是说他接受了无条件的爱。
And just as Tychicus knew that he would be unconditionally loved no matter how well he performed his ministry, we too here at First Ithaca Chinese Church can enjoy that same kind of peace.
所以就像推基古一样，他就这样子，无论他是一个怎么样的情况，他都接受了这样弟兄姐妹无条件的爱。那我们在我们的教会也一样，我们有弟兄姐妹无条件的爱。
Here at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, we are loved just the way that we are, but also we are challenged by our brothers and sisters to do our best in the ministry that the Lord has assigned us.
所以在这个我们的伊萨卡的这个教会呢，我们也是有弟兄姐妹无条件的爱，但是呢，我们也被弟兄姐妹所激励呢，来做神让我们所做的事工。
Tychicus was also called to be a faithful minister.
推基古呢也被称为是一个忠心的执事。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes that God has called us to be stewards or sounds like financial managers of the secret things of Christ.
所以在哥林多前书呢，保罗就是这样称呼我们，就是要像神秘式的管家，或者说是神他管理神的事情的。
And he goes on to say, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful.
他继续说呢，他所求于管家的呢，就是让他们有忠心。
That is what God wants from each of us.
这是神要从我们这得到的。
He doesn't ask us to necessarily have the biggest ministry or the most dynamic communication or be the most clever strategist, but he does ask us to be faithful in the ministry that he has called us to.
他没有要求我们要做很大的事工，或者说是一个非常聪明的这个策划人，他要我们就是要我们有忠心。
You see, God's more concerned about our availability than he is about our ability.
神就看重的我们是不是我们愿意服侍他，而不是说我们有什么样的能力。
He rejoices more when the average minister puts in his best effort than when the most brilliant minister puts in a half-hearted effort.
他所真正喜悦的就是说，我们可以把我们全心都来服侍在施工上面，而他那种就是好像很有聪明有智慧的呢，他们只付出一小部分的努力呢，其实这样并不能讨神的喜悦。
Thirdly, Tychicus was called to be a fellow servant.
第三呢，我们看呢，推举古被说是神的仆人。
It's interesting that the Apostle Paul refers to Tychicus as a fellow servant.
所以我们看呢，很有意思。使徒保罗称推基古是跟他一样，是一个是仆人。
That means that the famous Apostle Paul, who wrote more than half of the New Testament books, put himself on equal footing with Tychicus, who is basically an unknown person.
所以我们看，其实使徒保罗呢，他是写新约书卷呢，一半的新约书卷都是他写的，但他这时候竟然称推基古跟他一样，都是神的仆人。
They're both servants.
他们都是神的仆人。
Neither was in the ministry to receive glory for themselves.
他们呢，在服侍神的时候，他们不是要得自己的荣耀。
Instead, both were in ministry because they wanted to serve others.
因为他们之所以要服侍呢，是因为他们要服侍其他的人，服侍神。
And that's the way it should be with all of us.
所以呢，这是我们也应该有的态度。
Just because a pastor is on stage more often than the little old lady who faithfully prays, it doesn't mean that he's any more important than the little old lady.
虽然我们知道牧师呢，他在讲台上哈，好像看起来比那个在下面就是忠心祷告的那个老太太好像更重要，其实呢是不是这样子的
？Instead, we're just all servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都是神的仆人。
Now let's take a look at verse 8 to discover the type of ministry that Tychicus is called to complete.
我们来看第八节，看推基古他做什么样的事工。
I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts.
我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
The Apostle Paul sent Tychicus to the Colossian Christians so that he could give a report about how he was doing in prison and so that he would be encouraged by what they heard.
所以我们来看来推基古呢，他是要到哥罗西的教会告诉弟兄姐妹们保罗他们的状况是怎样，然后呢来激励这个哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹。
Now you would think that they would be discouraged that they find out that their friend, the Apostle Paul, was in prison.
也许你会想，那他们听到使徒保罗其实在监狱里面，可能他们会很丧气。
But Tychicus would be able to say, "No, don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, because the Apostle Paul is having a great ministry inside the prison."
但是呢，推基古会告诉他们说，你们不要丧胆，因为呢，保罗在那里做了非常大重要的事工。
Likewise, the Lord has called us to be encouragers.
所以呢，神其实也呼召我们，让我们可以成为鼓励者，可以成为鼓励别人的人。
We shouldn't quit just when circumstances get tough.
我们当环境或者是周围的环境变得很艰苦的时候，我们不应该放弃。
Instead, that's when people need the most encouragement.
其实在这时候呢，我们更需要去鼓励别人。
A true leader doesn't become discouraged just because his followers are discouraged.
我们知道，真正的一个领袖呢，当他的跟随者被灰心丧胆的时候，他不应该是灰心丧胆的。
Instead, a true leader will encourage his followers through the most discouraging circumstances.
其实真正的领袖呢，就是在最艰难的时候，他要鼓励他周围的人。
In verse 9, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the second Christian who needed to complete the ministry he was called to.
第九节呢，告诉我们第二个基督徒，他是神对他的呼召是什么。
Tychicus is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who's one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here.
我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼斯姆同去，他也是你们那里的人。
The second Christian who needed to complete the ministry that he was called to was Onesimus.
第二个呢，就是阿尼西姆。
Like Tychicus, he was called to be faithful and to enjoy his status as a brother who was unconditionally loved.
就像推基古一样，他也被称为是所亲爱的弟兄。
He's also called to encourage the Colossian Christians by reporting on the Apostle Paul's status.
他也是被呼召呢，让告诉哥罗西的弟兄姐妹关于保罗的情况。
But there was something unique about Onesimus.
但是呢，其实哥罗西姆呢，他有非常特别的地方。
According to the book of Philemon, he was actually a runaway slave.
根据呢腓利门书呢，其实他是一个逃跑的一个奴隶。
And he was returning back to Colossae.Where his master Philemon lived.
现在呢，他要回到他曾经逃离的那个哥罗西，他主人腓利门那个地方，腓利门的地方。
But the Apostle Paul asked Philemon to welcome him back, not as a slave, but as a dear brother. This is the same term that's used here in Colossians.
但是呢，保罗告诉腓利门说呢，你要接待他，不是把他看作奴隶，而是把他看作一个亲爱的弟兄。
So Onesimus was called to return to a difficult and risky situation.
所以呢，阿尼西姆呢，他是要去一个非常有危险的地方去。
He could have chosen to play it safe and keep a safe distance from his master's home in Colossae.
也许呢，他可以选择为了自己的安全起见呢，他不要回到他主人哥罗西那个地方。
But God called him to risk his freedom by going back to his master.
但是神却呼召他，让他甚至冒着危险呢，可能会失去他自己的自由呢，也要回到哥罗西这个地方。
So Onesimus obeyed and completed his ministry.
所以呢，阿尼西姆呢，他确实顺服神来做神让他做的。
In the same way, we may be called someday to go back to a difficult situation.
同样的，也许我们可能有一天，神也要把我们带到一个非常好像很艰难的环境里。
Perhaps God will call you to return to your dysfunctional family to tell them about Jesus, even if you know they might not necessarily approve of that.
也许呢，神呼召你呢，要回到你那个破碎的家庭，来告诉你家人神的福音。可能也许他们并不想听。
Or perhaps God will call you to reconcile with a friend who deeply hurt you.
也许神呼召你呢，就是要跟那个曾经就伤害你的那个人呢来和好。
Or perhaps God will call you to be a missionary to a resistant, unreached people group.Who persecutes missionaries.
也许神呼召你呢，就是到那一群就是反抗这个迫害基督传教士的地方去传福音。
But if we sense that God has called us to complete this ministry, we should not run away from the ministry.
如果这真的是神对我们的呼召的话，我们就不要放弃，我们不能违背神的托付。
So whatever happened to Onesimus?
哥尼西姆他到底发生了什么事情呢？
Saint Ignatius was one of the early church fathers who lived just a few years after the New Testament era.
我们知道圣徒伊格纳丢呢，他是在新约时代的生活的教父。
He wrote the following letter to the Colossians.
他给哥罗西教会呢写了这样的信。
Onesimus is a man of inexpressible love in your pastor, I beseech you in Christ Jesus to love him and all who are like him.
他说呢，哥尼西姆呢，就是这样一个有爱，而且他是你们的牧师。我恳求你们，真是要接待他，就像也是要接待像他一样的人。
In other words, according to St. Ignatius, Onesimus became the pastor of the Colossian church.
所以呢，根据呢，伊哥纳丢来所写的信，我们看到呢，阿尼西姆呢，他甚至成为哥罗西教会的一个牧师。
In other words, Onesimus not only became a dear brother to his master Philemon.
就是说呢，阿尼西姆呢，他不仅成为腓利门他的一个亲爱的弟兄。
He actually became Philemon's pastor.
他甚至成为他曾经是他主人腓利门的，现在呢，成为他的牧师。
A pastor to his former master.
就是成为他曾经是他主人的这个牧师。
But that would have never happened if Onesimus would have kept a safe distance from Colossae.
那当然我们知道，如果阿尼西姆呢，他为了自己的安全没有去哥留西的时候话呢，那这样的事情肯定不会发生。
Are you willing to tell God, I'll go anywhere that you want me to go, even if it is to my least favorite place in the world?
你真的是愿意向神这样祷告说，无论你派我去哪儿，甚至是我最不喜欢去的地方，那我也会去。
If not, you may not be able to complete the ministry that Jesus Christ has called you to.
如果你不愿意去的话呢，那你就不能完成神对你的托付。
In verse 10, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the third Christian who needed to complete the ministry he was called to.
第十节呢，我们看到呢，第三个基督徒呢，神对他的呼召。
My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings.
与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们的安。
Aristarchus was called to the prison ministry not voluntarily as a chaplain to prisoners, but instead involuntarily as a fellow prisoner with the Apostle Paul.
我们看到呢，亚里达古呢，他好像就不是说他自愿去做在监狱里面做狱牧，而是他不得不在监狱里面来服侍神。
He most likely was being persecuted for his faith.
也许呢，是因为他的信仰呢，他被受迫害而关到监狱里面去。
But he still remained faithful to the Lord and served from prison.
但是呢，他对神还是忠心，甚至在监狱里面他还服侍神。
Perhaps someday God will call you to minister in prison.
也许呢，某一天呢，神也呼召你去监狱里面去服侍。
It may be in China or it may be in the USA.
也许呢，是在中国或者在美国。
But it's possible that God may call you to engage in civil disobedience because the government may ask you or demand you not to obey God.
也许呢，因为政府呢，他不让我们来信神的时候呢，也许神也呼召你们来做一些就是反抗这样子的，就是抗议这样子的政府。
And you'll need to determine whether you are willing to complete the ministry that God has called you to do.
你要真的是要自己要想清楚，你要不要做神呼召你做这样子的事工。
In the second part of verse 10, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the fourth Christian who needed to complete the ministry he was called to.
在第十节的后半部分呢，我们来看有第四个神呼召来做事工的这样一个基督徒。
As does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, you have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him.
巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安，说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到你们那里，你们就接待他。
In the book of Acts, there's a story about Mark going on a mission trip with his uncle Barnabas and with the Apostle Paul.
我们知道呢，在使徒行传呢，有关于马可的故事呢，他和他的表哥一起呢去参与传教的事工。
But Mark didn't complete his ministry that he was called to because he left the mission trip before it was done.
但是呢，马可呢，他就是没有完成他的事工，他中途呢就离开了。
Later on, Mark wanted to join his uncle Barnabas on another mission trip.
后来呢，马可呢，他想跟他叔叔巴拿巴呢，再去一起去宣教，参与宣教的旅程。
The Apostle Paul told Mark, "You can't come because you're a quitter."
后来呢，使徒保罗就是说他不能参加，因为他曾经竟然放弃了。
So Mark and Uncle Barney left the Apostle Paul, and they went on their own trip, mission trip to the island of Cyprus, while the Apostle Paul went on to a mission trip in modern-day Turkey and Greece.
后来呢，马可呢就跟他的叔叔巴拿巴呢，他们就自己呢去到塞浦路斯这一带来传教。反而呢，使徒保罗呢，他是在就是现在的希腊和Turkey 这个地方来传教，
but,
土耳其传教。
But at the time of this writing, all had been forgiven, and the Apostle Paul tells the Colossians to welcome Mark.
但这是我们看到保罗他完全原谅了马可，而且告诉哥罗西的弟兄姐妹们，就是说要接待马可。
This shows that God is the God of second, third, fourth, even 17th chances.
所以我们看到神就是这样的神，他给我们第二次机会、第三次机会，甚至是很多次的机会。
You see, even quitters can complete the task that they are assigned to if they confess their sin and if they choose to obey the Lord.
所以我们看到就是你曾经是失败了，但是你愿意悔改，愿意归向神的时候，神还是给你机会。
And later on, Mark wrote the book of Mark, which is one of the Gospels.
我们知道后来呢，马可呢写了马可福音。
Do you have a reputation for leaving things undone?
你是不是也有这样子的习惯，就是说事情总是做不完成呢？
You are not doomed to a lifestyle of quitting.
你不会，就是你不会成为这样一个总是好像放弃，有这样一个生活的态度，你不会注定是这样子。
You see, God's not finished with you yet.
我们知道神在你身上的工作还没有完成。
He wants you to get involved in ministry again, even after you quit.
他要你呢重新回到事工上去，虽然你曾经放弃，曾经失败。
But are you willing to finish and complete the task that He's called you to?
但是你愿意不愿意，就是真是委身于神，然后完成神对你的托付。
In the second part of verse 11, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the fifth Christian who needs to complete the ministry he was called to.
我们在十一节后半部分呢，我们来看第五个的基督徒呢，他神对他的呼召。
Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me.
耶稣又称为犹士都，也问你们安。奉割礼的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。
Jesus was actually a very common name in the first century.
我们知道呢，耶稣呢，在第一世纪呢，是一个非常普遍的一个名字。
So this Christian guy who's named Jesus, and he feels totally unworthy of keeping the name of his Savior, so he goes by the name of Justice instead.
我们这里看到这有一个这样基督徒，他就叫耶稣，但他觉得自己非常不配跟救主耶稣一样的名字呢，所以他就叫他自己是犹士都。
So Justice, along with Aristarchus and Mark, were called to complete the ministry of comforting the Apostle Paul.
所以犹士都呢，他和奉割礼的人中呢，这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的。
So these three amigos were the only Jews that still ministered with the Apostle Paul.
所以我们知道这三个人呢，他们有三个犹太人呢，他们还是跟保罗一起呢来同工。
They were willing to stick with the Apostle Paul, even though he had been sent to jail.
他们愿意呢，就是甚至保罗都被关到监狱里，他们还是愿意跟保罗一起同工。
In the same way, you may someday be called to comfort somebody who's going through a difficult time.
也许呢，有一天呢，你也是就是像他们一样呢，就是去安慰那些真是有困难的人。
Perhaps it could be a pastor whose church has gone through a split.
也许呢，神派你去安慰这样一个牧师，他的教会有最近分裂了。
Perhaps it could be a friend who has been given notice of academic probation.
也许是去安慰一个朋友呢，他最近学业上被受到一个警告。
They will need your comfort.
他们需要你的鼓励。
But the question is whether you will complete your task even once you've experienced compassion fatigue.
但是问题就是说你愿不愿意去去这样去来安慰他们，也如果你自己觉得很疲劳的时候，疲惫的时候。
In verses 12 through 13, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the sixth Christian who needed to complete the ministry he was called to.
在12和13节呢，我们来看有第六个这样一个基督徒神对他的呼召。
Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis.
在你们那里的人，做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立的稳。他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。
The Greek word for wrestling is agonizomai.
我们知道这希腊文这个竭力呢，就是非常痛苦努力的去做的这个词。
It's where we get the word for agonize.
这也是我们得到这个英文这个 agonize 来源。
In other words, he was so concerned with the people in the various churchesthat he agonized in his prayers.
就是说他这么样关心这些教会的弟兄姐妹，他就是这样竭力地为他们祷告。
He kept on praying during the dry spells, through the disappointments and through the unanswered prayers.
虽然有这么多灰心的事情，这么多好像祷告没有被应允的时候，他还是要竭力地来祷告，为他们祷告。
He kept on prayingBecause he wanted the Christians in these churches not to be mere converts, but to be fully mature disciples of Jesus Christ.
他就这样竭力的祷告，他因为他不希望这些教会弟兄姐妹只是一个普普通，就是非常软弱的基督徒，而是让他们成为一个真正成熟的，就是耶稣的门徒。
Perhaps God is calling you to be a prayer warrior.
也许呢，神对你的呼召呢，就是要成为一个祷告的斗士、勇士。
Are you willing to wrestle in prayer until the Christians here at our church become mature Christians?
你真的是愿意竭力的来祷告吗？以至于我们教会的弟兄姐妹都成为非常成熟的神的门徒。
In verse 14, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the seventh Christian who needed to complete the task he was called to.
我们在第十四节呢，我们看到第七个这样子的基督徒。
Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, sends greetings.
我所亲爱的医生路加来问你们的安。
Luke was called to complete his task as a medical doctor.
我们知道呢，路加呢，他的神对他的呼召呢，就是作为一个医生来服侍。
He accompanied the Apostle Paul on mission trips.
他跟使徒保罗一起呢，去参与旅途的宣教。
Most likely, he helped out those people who needed medical aid, and then the Apostle Paul was able to help them with their spiritual needs.
也许呢，他做的呢，就是来给那些有需要的人来治病。这样子呢，保罗呢，接后呢，可以跟他们传福音。
God is calling some of you to complete the work of medical mission ministry.
也许呢，神也呼召我们来，就是借着就是在治病这个过程呢，来服侍。
Perhaps God will call you to serve in an inner city or in a third world country.
也许神呼召你呢，就是到那个城中心呢的地方，或者说是到一个第三世界的国家去服侍。
Or perhaps God will call you to make a lot of money so that you can live a simple lifestyle.And give to those people who need it more than you.
也许神呢对你的呼召呢，就是让你有能力可以赚很多的钱，但是你自己呢却宁愿做过一个非常简朴的生活，把钱呢，把你所省下的钱呢，支持事工，让更多的穷人可以享用。
But whatever task God is calling you to do, make sure you complete it.
但是无论神对你是有怎样的呼召呢，你自己一定要完成。
Because once you are burdened with a large school debt, it is hard to volunteer to do medical missions.
因为呢，就是当你有很多这个学校的贷款的时候，你可能就是没法参与这样子的医疗上面的施工。
When you see your friends buy materialistic status symbols, it's hard to live a simple lifestyle.
如果你看到你周围的朋友就是这样追求物质上的享受的时候，可能你也没法过一个简朴的生活。
In the second part of verse 14, the Apostle Paul introduces us to the eighth Christian who needed to complete the ministry he was called to.
我们在十四节后半部呢，我们来看第八个被神呼召的这样一个基督徒。
Demas sends greetings.
他说迪马也问你们安。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9, we find out what happened to Demas later on.
在提摩太后书呢，四章九节呢，我们知道迪马后来他的情况是怎样。
Dear diligence to come shortly to me, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed to Thessalonica.
你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为迪马他爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
In other words, Demas did not complete the ministry that God had called him to.
就是说迪马他没有完成神对他的托付的事工。
He was lured by the pleasures of sin, and so he dropped out of ministry.
他被这个罪的最终之乐所引诱呢，他后来他就失败了。
Have you dropped out of the ministry or out of church or even denied your faith?
你是不是不再来教会了，甚至你都放弃了自己的信仰？
If so, it may mean that you have never had a genuine faith in the first place.
也许呢，可能真的是你在最开始的时候你都没有一个真实的信心。
You should go back to your conversion experience to make sure that you had a genuine conversion.
也许你要重新的回想你当时悔改的情况，要知道你是不是有一个真正当时一个这样一个悔改接受神的这样一个信心。
Did you truly admit that you were a sinner that was saved by Jesus dying on the cross and raising from the grave?
你真的是不是真的是知道你是个罪人，然后耶稣基督为你的罪死在十字架上来拯救你。
If not, you need to put your faith in Jesus today.
如果不是这样子的话呢，你要重新要把你的把你的信心要向神表明。
Let's skip on to the next group, and that's going to be in verses 16 through 18.
我们下面来就是来看16节到18节。
After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you read the letter from Laodicea. I, Paul, write this greetings in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you.
16节到18节这样说，你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念。你们也要念从老底家来的书信，要对雅基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。我保罗亲笔问你们安，你们要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
The final person that we're introduced to is the Apostle Paul.
所以我们看到最后一个基督徒呢，实际上就是使徒保罗。
And in this verse we see that he encourages the Colossians to read his book and to read other letters that he wrote.
所以这里我们看到的使徒保罗呢，他就鼓励老底家教会的人呢，要来读他的书信呢，也来读从其他教会来的书信。
In the same way, perhaps God is calling you to a ministry of correspondence.
也许呢，神也同样的就是借着你跟别人的书信的交流呢，来鼓励你周围的人。
Perhaps it's with letters or emails or even Facebook.
也许呢，神就是要想让你借着 email 或者是 Facebook 或者信呢，来鼓励你周围的人。
If you spend time on Facebook, are you actually making an effort to bring people to the Lord?
如果你在 Facebook 上花很多时间的话，你是不是也是真的是用这样的时间来让更多的人来知道神，来归向神？
The Apostle Paul complete the task that God had set before him.
那使徒保罗有没有完成神对他的托付呢？
Take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 and 8.
我们来看提摩太后书四章第七到第八节。
The Apostle Paul says, I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who long for his appearing.
使徒保罗这样说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
At the end of his life, the Apostle Paul looked back and he could say, I have completed the task that God gave to me.
所以当保罗回头看的时候，他真的是非常骄傲的，可以说我已经完成了神对我的托付。
How about you?
那你是怎么样呢？
When you are an old man or an old woman, will you be able to look back and say, I finished the task that God gave to me?
当你在年老的时候，你真的是可以说你非常自豪的说你已经完成了神对你的托付吗？
Or will you look back and regret that you wasted your life?
或者也许你回头看的时候，你就是非常非常遗憾的发现自己实际上是浪费了自己的生命。
Will you regret that you gave up a little bit too soon?
你是不是会非常遗憾，就是说你就是这样子，就是这样放弃了呢？
Speaking about people who gave up a little bit too soon, remember Florence Chadwick?
我们就是再来看一看 Florence Chadwick, 她后来情况怎样呢？
She quit less than a half mile from the shore of California.
她还离California 这个海岸只到半个英里的时候，他竟然放弃了。
But her story doesn't end there.
但我们知道呢，故事呢并没有停在这儿。
Two months later, Chadwick tried swimming from Catalina Island to the shore of California again.
两个月以后呢，他又重新的从Catalina 这个岛呢来游到加州的海岸。
Once again, the fog kept her from seeing even just a couple feet in front of her.
同样的，那天的雾非常的大，让她就是两步以后都看不清楚。
But this time she kept on going because she believed that her goal could be accomplished.
但这一次呢，她就是要坚持，因为她相信她的目标是可以实现的。
And as a result, she not only became the first woman who ever swam the Catalina Channel.
因此呢，她不仅仅是第一个游过 Catalina 这个海峡的这个女子。
But she also broke the men's record by 2 hours.
她甚至破了男子的记录，比她男子的记录还要早了两个小时。
In the same way, you don't have to be doomed to the destiny of Demas, the quitter.
同样的，我们也不会注定要会成为迪马这样这个放弃的这样一个人。
Just because you quit once doesn't make you a quitter.
你放弃了一次，并不是说明你就是永远会放弃。
Instead, you're a quitter when you stop trying.
相反的，如果你不再试的话呢，那你就是真的是一个失败者。
You can get a second chance like Mark.
但是呢，你可以像马可一样呢，你也可以有第二次的机会。
You can finish strong like the Apostle Paul.
你可以像使徒保罗一样，真的是打那美好的仗。
So find a way to serve within the church by seeking God's guidance. And once you decide how you should serve God with your gifts and abilities, make sure that you complete the work that God has assigned you.
所以呢，就是你要在教会里面，你要知道神对你的托付是什么，然后你就要坚持完成神对你的托付。This morning we're going to